March 3rd, 1979, the call is to Francis Strickland, 220 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky.
1606-783-1183. Hello.
Is this the Stricklets?
Yes, it is.
Are you Francis Stricklett?
Yes.
My name is J.C. Porter. I'm calling from Marion, Indiana. And I'm tracing my family tree. Do you know anything about the Stricklets from Lewis County?
My father was from Lewis County. He was a Stricklett.
Well, okay. I'm on the right track then. My fifth great-grandfather was Jacob Stricklett, who moved to Lewis County from Pennsylvania.
I don't know that far back. I mean, I could probably ask my mother and she would know.
Your mother would know?
Yeah, she might know,
Would it be possible for me to call her?
Yes,
You wouldn't mind giving me her number, would you?
No, 49262.
49262. What's the first three numbers there?
784.
784, Let's see, is that a Moorhead exchange?
Oh, yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Marion, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And, aren't there any other Stricklets around?
No, my grandmother is, well, it's a long story. My grandmother had a brother that lived here, and of course, my dad, you know, my mother being from Moorhead here,
yeah.
They had a lot of ties here, and I grew up here with my mother's people.
I see.
But my granny Strickland, let's see, her name was Harriet.
Harriet.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea what year she was born, approximately?
Golly, no, I don't. But now, you see, there again, my mother would probably know.
She would. And your grandfather was from Lewis County.
I believe he was from Lewis County. I know my dad was born over there and raised up there. Harry was his name.
Yeah. If your mother can't help me, do you have any idea of anyone who's traced down the Stricklets?
No, I sure don't.
You don't?
I guess my Aunt Gladys, she was a Stricklett and married the Peters, Luke Peters. I guess they're still living at the old home place here in Huntington.
Yeah?
Which the address of there would be 1085 Washington Avenue.
1085 Washington Avenue.
Uh-huh.
In Huntington?
Uh-huh.
Is it Huntington where?
West Virginia.
Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And has she worked on the family tree some?
I'm not sure, but she could certainly tell you a lot about it, you know.
Yeah?
She's about all of them that there are left. My dad's been gone now about 11 years.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I was amazed that there wasn't a lot of Stricklets. There was more Stricklets 100 years ago than there is today.
Well, be tired. How did you get a hold of my number and all?
Well, I just called information for any Stricklets in that area, and you were the only number they had in the whole area of Eastern Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
And so I thought I'd try you and see what I could find out.
Yeah. You see, now my dad, I know on their side of the tree, there was only, let's see, of the boys, there was my dad, Harry, and then a twin. Well, one boy, he passed away. And then another boy, to pass on the name, you know.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
And I've been married and separated for so long, went back to my maiden name, or you wouldn't have found me.
No. Well, do you think your mother's up right now?
Oh, yeah. Let's see what time. It's only 7:30 here.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what time it is here. How old is your mother?
My mother's 73 this month.
73.
Uh-huh.
She can hear okay on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Mine's just as clear as a bell and all. And she was, she could tell you more about it probably.
Okay. Well, I'll give her a call right quick and see what I can find out.
All right. She'd be glad to tell you whatever, you know, she knew about it.
Okay.
And give my Aunt Gladys a call there at 1085 Washington Avenue in Huntington. She'll help you.
Okay, she's your aunt.
Yeah, my daddy's brother.
Okay.
Next to the youngest.
She must be the only one of your aunts and uncles living?
I think so. Well, I have another uncle. He was the youngest boy. There wasn't but a couple boys. He lives over in Ireton, Ohio.
Oh, he does? How old is he?
Oh, golly, let's see.
60s?
Yeah, at least.
Do you have his name and address real quick?
Oh.
I have an aunt that lives in Ireton, if I'm ever
I can't even think of his doggone name. Ask my mother what Eloise's brother's name was that played the guitar with her. His name slips my mind right now, and he's my blood uncle.
Okay, I'll ask her.
Yeah, and now he lives right over there in Ireton, has been lived there for years and more years.
Well, yeah, I might get to talk to him. I have an aunt that lives in Ireton.
Yeah, and he didn't have any children now.
Oh.
I don't believe. I don't know that they didn't have any children at all.
Huh. Well.
So there's not, actually, I'm about the last of the line. Really, yeah.
You guys are going to have to get busy or something here.
I don't know. But that's about, be about the last, I guess, come to think of it.
Well. Well.
On my Granny Harriet, you know, side like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll call your mother and see if I can find anything out.
All right. She'd be glad to help you out.
That's 784-9262.
Uh-huh.
And that's in Moorhead.
Yeah. Miss Clay.
Miss what?
Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Okay. That Harriet Clay?
No. This is my mother.
Oh.
You know, like I said, she was married to... She, you know, being close in the family and all, she could tell you more about all that than I could.
Okay. What's her first name?
Lillian. Lillian Clay.
Okay.
She married Harry Strickland, my dad. That's my mama.
Okay, your dad was Harry Strickland.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks a lot for your information. I appreciate it.
All right, it was good to talk to you.
Well, it's awful nice talking to you.
Hold on to my number. If I can ever help you anymore, let me know how it comes out.
Okay, I will.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.